My name is David Terrell, and I'm nominated to be an elder candidate here at Emmanuel, and wanted to tell you a little bit about me, and first start off just telling you a little bit about how I came to know the Lord and came to Louisville. So in the Lord's kindness, I was born to Christian parents who worked diligently to teach and train each of their children in accordance with the scriptures. I first called on the Lord to save me when I was quite young, about 4 years old. My dad and my older siblings were going to an evangelism training that the church was holding. And I remember sitting on the couch holding a pamphlet or gospel tract that had a vivid depiction of a pit of fire with people in agony, and then other people linking arms out of the pit and up a hill to a cross trying to pull people out of the pit. And while I was young, I knew that I was a sinner. I knew I disobeyed my parents and disobeyed God. I knew that God would hold me accountable for my sins, and I knew that if I were to die that night, I would go to the pit of fire. And I also knew that Jesus said he would save those who trusted in him. So I was quite frightened and talked to my mother later that night, who led me in asking Jesus to forgive me of my sins and to save me. And while there have been many, many sins that I've needed to confess and turn away from and put to death, and there still are sins I put to death and fight, the Lord has been kind to keep me and to continue the work that he began in me even at that young age. I was baptized by immersion, maybe when I was 8 or 10 or so, and by God's grace, my dad led me in sharing the gospel with others when I was quite young, starting about 12 or so as well. Through my parents' faithful instruction and discipline, I was constantly taught the scriptures and held accountable for my sins. There are many different milestones, even in the years since then. One of the more prominent milestones I'll share also just as part of my testimony came about when I was around 14 years old or so. I went with the church youth group to Utah to help a church planter that the church supported. We spent a week going door to door, inviting Mormons to a Baptist church and sharing the gospel. And by the end of the trip, I was a bit shaken by all the Mormons I had talked to, and I had these just nagging doubts beginning to simmer in my mind if the gospel was in fact the true and exclusive gospel. You know, there's sweet older men and women on their porch telling me to take the Book of Mormon into my closet without my parents knowing and to read it and wait for the burning in the bosom from the Holy Spirit. And these Mormons were prosperous. They seemed to have some sense of joy. Things seemed to go well for them. And so the trip had me thinking, you know, how do I know that what I believe is true? And what if I'm wrong? I'm telling people that they're headed to hell if they have a wrong view of who Jesus is, and if they're trusting in their good works rather than in Christ's person and work. And what if I'm the one who is wrong? And I wasn't so much tempted by Mormonism. Their theology seemed very strange even then, but I think I wrestled more with just doubt itself and not feeling certain rather than actually being tempted by some other alternative. But as I wrestled with that, the Lord was kind to bring me back to Romans 10 and verses 9 through 13. I'll just go ahead and read where Paul says, "If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. One believes with the heart, resulting in righteousness, and one confesses with the mouth, resulting in salvation. For the scripture says, everyone who believes on him will not be put to shame, since there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, because the same Lord of all richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." And by God's grace, as I wrestled with different doubts and questions, I clung to the Word of God, and the Lord gave me over time a settled firmness in faith and conviction in that season and others since then, in the face of those first kind of doubts about whether or not what I claimed to be true really was true. And the Lord has continued to strengthen my faith through the scriptures and dear promises such as that in Romans 10. From there, there's just continuing work of sanctification and growing in the knowledge of the Lord. I went to a Christian college where I met my dear wife, Caroline, who has continually, from when I first met her onward, just sharpened me in the Lord and been a great encouragement and strength to me and my faith and my love for the Lord. After we graduated college, we were married. And about a year and a half later, we had been thinking about seminary. I had been thinking about seminary for a long while, feeling the Lord impressing on me a desire to prepare for gospel ministry. And so Southern came on the radar, thanks to a good friend, Josh Austin, and others, who encouraged me to come check out Southern and also to check out Emmanuel. So we ended up coming to Emmanuel in January of 2017 and have loved being here ever since. How have we grown at Emmanuel and have I seen my family grow? Have I grown at Emmanuel? Well, there are many ways that the Lord has been just growing us during our time at Emmanuel. Just to name a few, one of the first ones that came to mind is just numerically. A week before we moved to Louisville, we found out we were expecting our first. And since then, the Lord has seen fit to give us three more children. And so we are expecting our fourth here in the next couple weeks. And with that has come a lot of joys and trials of early parenting. And we have really benefited, though, from the examples of godly saints at Emmanuel who are very intentional and caring for their children and teaching them the scriptures. And I know we'll continue to benefit from the example of faithful parents here at Emmanuel. Another way we've grown at Emmanuel is just being sharpened theologically in our convictions and our understanding. I think of Emmanuel's emphasis on every member ministry, missions, just living on mission, whether individually as a GCG, and then praying for and partnering with those who the Lord calls to elsewhere. Emphasis on regeneration, the work of the new birth, and how that bears on us as Christians in our struggle with sin, and how we think about many aspects of sanctification. So those are just a few ways that we've been sharpened theologically. But as I say, we've been sharpened theologically. I think too, even perhaps bigger than that, we've been sharpened and challenged and strengthened in our application of our theology and our living out of it, seeing a rich and vibrant vision of how to do much of the Christian life that we hadn't seen such strong examples of how to put those into practice previously. And last thing I'll just say, how we've grown at Emmanuel is just in endurance through those young parenting years that we're still in. There have been some of the hardest seasons of our life, and the Lord has been kind, though, to reassure us time and again that His grace truly is sufficient for us in the face of new challenges and harder things than we've experienced before. So those are some ways we've grown at Emmanuel. What kinds of things do we appreciate about Emmanuel? There are so many, but I'll just mention we really appreciate the faithfulness of the saints in prayer, the emphasis on prayer rooms, and on our just the stated understanding that without Christ, we can do nothing. And so we need to actively and earnestly call upon Him and rely on Him in prayer for everything. The gospel intentionality from the teaching, from the way our elders lead and casting vision for different things, from having an explanation of baptism from the scriptures every time we see it, and things of that nature. And then the fellowship of the saints in caring for one another, showing hospitality, meeting one another's needs. Those are all things we appreciate about Emmanuel. So nominated to be an elder, a couple things just to say, how do I feel the Lord has gifted me in to serve in that capacity? By the Lord's grace, I think He has given me an ability to teach, and He has certainly given me a desire to teach the scriptures. He's given me strength and diligence and opportunity to study the scriptures and to continually grow in my ability to understand and apply them in a way that is profitable for God's people. And the Lord has also given me just a strong desire and a persistent desire to serve the church as a pastor and to prepare for that work, even since I was a young teenager. And my view of that has changed over the years, but the Lord has continued to give me a strong desire for pastoral work and to see the saints equipped, nourished, guarded, and flourishing in the faith. So those are just a few of the ways that I believe the Lord has equipped me and gifted me to serve as an elder. And I'll just say in closing, I'm very thankful for Emmanuel Baptist Church. I'm thankful for each of the saints who labor so faithfully day in and day out in evangelism, in hospitality, whether in singleness or in marriage, in parenting, in all the ministries of Emmanuel. I'm thankful for you, Emmanuel. Thankful for how the Lord has used you in my life, my family's life, and will continue to do so. And I look forward to what the Lord will continue to do through his church. And I'll just say, if you have any questions about me, my doctrine, my life, anything, I'm very happy to discuss and to meet more of you and look forward to what the Lord has in the future.